The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Food markets. So food markets, indoor and outdoor, they are par for the course right across Europe from Lisbon to London. In a moment, we're going to speak to a politician here who says Ireland is missing out and missing a trick in that regard. But first, I'm joined by Michelle Walsh-Jackson from the noveltraveller.com. Michelle, it's good to talk to you again. You're just back from Valencia, where they have just such a market.
Yeah, I was there a couple of months, but, you know, it's typical of the way the Europeans live. I mean, it's like the centre of their cities, the centre of their towns. It's like a gathering place where they sell their produce and locals pop in and they buy some fresh fruit and veg, or they stop off for a coffee, or they go into the wine bar and have a little bit of tapas, you know. And it's a lovely way of living. I just think it's a really good quality of life. And do you ever notice the way when you're in Europe, the fruit and veg are always extra colourful and they're large? And, you know, I'd love to have one close by. Actually, in Hoth, we have a little farmer's market at the weekend. And, you know, all over America, you have the farmer's markets. You've got the famous ones in Lisbon, like the Time Out Market, which, of course, now is open in all the major cities. And I just think they bring great energy and life to an area.
Yeah, and those farmers markets you described, like we do have them. You mentioned Hoth. I know there was one in Glasnevin in the industry, so I can't remember who used to run it. Anyway, it was around the corner when I used to live there. And we've a great one on the parade in Kilkenny. And listen, they're everywhere in Ireland. The locals will have some sort of farmers market. But they're on a different scale to what you mentioned in Lisbon. And I think kind of that's what we're talking about today. These big meeting places that are permanent fixtures, really, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. And as I said, they're gathering places. And it's not just where you stop off to buy a fruit and veg. It's where you'll meet someone for your lunch. And you know, the one in Lisbon is particularly big, and it's the biggest in Europe. It has about 40 restaurants and, you know, 8 bars and, you know, the food hall and shops. You know, you can buy things as well in it. But you know, I'd envisage really what would work well here is somewhere like you know, the space beside Smithfield, which is in a great area, and the old fruit and veg market, which I used to go down to draw when I was in the College of Art. I used to go down there with my pens and pencils and, you know, draw the fruit and veg there. It's terrible that that's not being used. And that is just, that would just be a perfect space, because it's beside lots of new hotels, and you've got like the Jameson Distillery, you know, tour around the corner, and you're on the Lewis Line. You're not too far from Caldwell Barracks. You know, that would be an ideal space that I see wasted in the city.
And I mean, for people who are getting in touch, and they will, and they'll talk about climate and weather, it's not just Valencia and Lisbon that have these. I mean, these types of markets exist right across London.
Norway, Budapest have fantastic ones in their ruined buildings in the Jewish ghetto, where they've all these kind of, you know, these food trucks. Norway has a fantastic one. And of course, Amsterdam, Paris. I mean, there are so many markets to choose from with your antiques and everything, but they're a way of life in Europe. And it would be so lovely to see a lovely one in the centre of Dublin. I think it's really crying out for it.
Well, listen, the politician I mentioned who thinks the city is crying out for it is Gary Gannon, the Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central. Gary, just for people who are listening and maybe they haven't been to Time Out in Lisbon or some of the other markets we mentioned, and they think, hold on, do we not have this already in Ireland? The kind of the George's Arcade, maybe, or the English market in Cork. It's slightly different, we're talking about, isn't it?
It is slightly different, and such exotic places as Cork do have a market, but the market that we're talking about just off Capel Street and in between Smithfield is an old Victorian market that was ran as a fruit and veg wholesale market right up in 2019. It used to be kind of a big industrial part of the city, actually, where the street traders on Henry Street and Moore Street, including my own mother, used to go and get their wares and bring it back down to sell. That was closed in 2019 on the promise that it would be redeveloped as a retail food market. These markets around Europe, they operate as kind of the agora of the city. It's where people go to get kind of, some of them are operated municipally, some of them are operated by kind of private markets working with the city councils. People go to get a fusion of the different foodstuffs from all over the country. That's what this city needs. And when we talk about the reason why we need it, I want it because it just sounds class. But when you think about how we revitalise our city, when we're losing people to commercial footfall or the M50 shopping centres, we need a reason to bring people into the centre of the city. That has to be food culture. Dublin City Council have been sitting on this space for too long. It's fallen into decay. We've had numerous numerous calls with them opening her up now. I called them again today to ask where it is. They said construction may begin on the market in 2025. Look, what we're calling for is urgency. The city is crying
out
for that.
Sorry, construction may begin in 20... So at least 2 years, give it. At least 2 years from then. I mean, so you're talking 2027 at the very earliest on their timescale.
And that's with Dublin City Council committing to spend 7 million. And now we all can see how the economy is going or may not go. So that's not guaranteed. When I was on the council in 2019, we had a working group as to get this market up and running. When I was elected to the Dáil in 2020, I felt we were really close to getting that market over the line. But when the pandemic happened, everything shut down. There was a space to reimagine our city. Half these big space opened up. But Dublin City Council, I can't understand why, seem to have fell into some form of malaise in terms of just really pushing this vision forward for the city. We had a city recovery plan. It seemed to exist with just opening a couple of public loos. This a full city recovery plan reimagines how we eat, where we eat, how we engage with each other. What is the city post kind of people going online to shop?
Kieran, I couldn't agree more with your guest. I love the timeout market in Lisbon. Lovely flavour of the city and a great buzz. And Dublin is really lacking, says somebody on 53106. Now seems as well, it strikes me as an opportune time to do this, as the city is, we are kind of not officially post-COVID, of course, but we are kind of coming out of it and coming back to reality. And there's kind of been a re-engineering of some streets, and that hasn't gone far enough for some, too far for others. But it does strike me that we are kind of assessing how our cities operate.
And one of the streets that was reassessed was Capel Street. We've had a pedestrianisation of Capel Street that I believe has worked really well. We have people now eating from the various different shops on there that are on the street. Imagine Moore Street, which is up for redevelopment, coming up through Henry Street onto Capel Street that's being pedestrianised and moving up into this market that's absolutely big and glorious with a couple of theatres around the complex. That's a reason for people to come into the city. I'm so tired of our city being sanitised. I want a place where Dubs and whatever variety of Dubs we have now, people from all sorts of new communities can sell their foods, sell their different styles and different, and have a place where you can hear the voice of the city. We don't have that anymore. There's also an old flower market just off that big Victorian building. People have talked about that being a theatre space. Now, can you imagine having that in the centre of the city, a municipally or publicly owned theatre space beside a market?
And it strikes me as well, like when you talk about Capel Street and all the people who can sit out now in front of different establishments. The point of that at the moment, though, is that you have to order from the establishment, we'll put it that way, that you're sitting outside. Whereas these markets, whether they're municipally run or whether they're operated by the like of Time Out, the market in Lisbon, I mean, you've kind of got commonage in the middle of the market, effectively. You've got common ground and you can sit in, you can dip in and out of the different eateries.
You can go with your friends, they can go over to one of the food stalls across the way, you can get something else, and you all get together and talk about the different types of food you're eating. Hopefully that's produced and developed all over Ireland. But there's a real space for this. I'm not the first to be calling for this. There's people who've had a vision for this market for a long time. There's people like Nick Corkin, for example, who's a well-known investor. His father used to work on the markets. He's been trying to have it redeveloped. There's been other people making calls for it. There's really exciting plans for this market that people have wanted to do over the last couple of years. We just need Dublin City Council to demonstrate a little bit of urgency.
Kieran, don't forget the Quincy Market in Boston. What a spot, says one of our listeners. I paid $35 for a buttery lobster roll at the Quincy Market a couple of months ago.
We don't want that.
I had to do it when I was there. I felt I had to do it, but that was a fair hit to the pocket. The Milk Market in Limerick as well. Welcome to one and all. Would love a proper market in the city, says somebody else. We're crying out for one. Can just imagine it on a Saturday morning with a coffee and a pastry to go.
That's exactly it. Where do you go in this city if you want to just meet your friends? Someone coming in, it's along the Lewis lines, it's very close to Bussards. If you're meeting your friend in the city, but live in the city otherwise, where do you go? And that space gives people a location. It almost becomes a big glorified under the clock in Clearys. It actually helps us to reimagine the city beyond ourselves, and that's what we need.
But we're back, if you broaden it out, we are not great in this country at providing municipal spaces for people. And my big bugbear is municipal sports facilities. Everybody, any kid who wants to try a sport in Ireland, almost any sport, you've got to go to a private club or organisation and ask to use their facilities. It's not so on the continent.
No, it isn't. And that's the problem. I mean, even if you get into kind of something like Parky Quay, for example, which lies idle 6 days of the week, I can't understand when we do even have these stadiums that left lying idle for 6 days. 6 days of the week. I want a market in this city that's open 7 days a week. A space where people can congregate, me, whether it operates at a profit or otherwise, I don't particularly care. But this city is crying out for that type of space.
And is the feedback from the city council when you've been engaging with them over the last few years, yeah, listen, we are giving you that space. It is going to be the old markets there where you're talking about between Capel Street and Smithfields. That's going to be it. Just hold your horses.
It is to a degree. I've been talking about this since I went on the council in 2014. In 2019, I felt we were close. There was a tender about to go out for somebody to oversee the market. That has fallen off the agenda somewhat over the last number of years. Honestly, I think COVID has probably delayed people's responses. I think COVID gave us an opportunity to reassess the city. That seemed to manifest itself in just more public toilets, which are desperately needed. But actually, when you think about where we're losing commercial footfall in this city to shopping centres that people can drive to or to online shopping, we need a reason for people to come into the city. We already see some degree of vacancy around Grafton Street, around Henry Street. I'm passionate about this city, but to be passionate about the city has to be about the people, the culture, the food and the experience.
Mike says, I'd love to shop in the city in an open market if the city was better policed as well. I can bet people will agree on that. And I wonder, would somewhere like the Custom House Key Building Market as well work for market space in Dublin? Which is a good point. We can talk about it in the context of one single market and you've got to start somewhere. But I mentioned London earlier when I was speaking to Michelle. I mean, there are markets. Covent Garden is kind of a famous market, but then you've got kind of Dior shops and stuff in Covent Garden. It's more of a touristy place. You walk around to see how the other half live to a degree or where they shop. But you've got markets like this in Shoreditch. There's two of them in Elephant and Castle. Yeah. You don't necessarily have to have one.
When I go to London, I only ever go to the markets, whether that's Shoreditch, Peckham, anyone you're having yourself. I think we can have a market-based culture here in Dublin. We've got the Ivy Markets, which is still lying not only idle, but with all sorts of kind of bureaucratic complications. Imagine we had a city that was about its culture. Markets, food, arts, experiences. We have artists crying out for space all over this city who have been pushed out feeling there's no space for them. As we become more online in terms of how we engage commercially, in terms of our shopping, like, there's so much opportunity for culture, for food, for experiences. That has to be how we reimagine our city. So I don't only want one market, I want a number of them all over the place.
Yeah, and this is not just Dublin, other people mentioning other cities. And we talked about Cork and the English market. Imagine the English, merge the English market in your mind with the pedestrianisation and all the seating in Prince's Street in Cork city centre. And that's the type of thing we're talking about. Imagine that.
I've never gone to Cork without going to see the English market. It's a place where anytime I'm in Cork, I go to the English market. It's a destination.
Well, consensus there seems to be amongst our listeners anyway for the need for some sort of market like this. 53106. I'd love to hear other examples. I mentioned the milk market. We've talked about the English market. Gary's talked about various places you could put one in Dublin. Wherever you happen to be, get those suggestions in. 53106. Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central, and Michelle Walsh Jackson from thenoveltraveller.com. Thanks a million for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.